present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Neil Innes, and the chairman is Humphrey Lyttelton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a brand new series at the Wimbledon Theatre in the very heart of glitzy London. Wait, sorry, I'll read that again. In the very heart of glitzy London's outskirts. Wimbledon first became known during Tudor times as a centre of sporting excellence when in 1587 the Earl of Exeter established the Royal College of Tennis here in an attempt to get an English player through to a final. Obviously, it's too early to see if his efforts will be rewarded. Although, the Earl himself did go on to enter Queen's. In Regency times, the village became fashionable for the likes of Lady Hamilton, who scandalised London with her many suitors. This held dire consequences for Lord Nelson, after he wagered, "If Lady Hamilton isn't faithful to me, you can pull off my arm and poke me in the eye with it." Now, let's meet the teams. A top comedy writer stroke performer, a fine stand-up artist, a superb actor, and a truly witty humorist. Any one of those would have been nice, but instead... please meet on my left Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Paul Merton. And welcome once again a delightful lady who takes down everything when the teams are scoring. The lovely Samantha. Okay, teams, let's play a round of cost cutters. It's come to my attention that efficiency is the BBC watchword these days. So with financial realignment and resource downsizing in mind, I'd like you to suggest some titles of programmes likely to result from swinging budget cuts. Barry, will you start, please?
The National Pottery.
Paul.
Last of the Summer Ribena.
Graham.
Only Horses.
Tim.
One Thin Lady.
Animal Hospital becomes Animal 8-month Waiting List.
A Dance to the Music of Tim.
Thomas the Tank Top.
Star Truck.
Noel's Bedsit Party.
Jane Austen's Pride and Precious Little Else.
Semicircle with Michael Palin.
Absolutely Nebulous. I don't understand that one.
The Pocket Money Programme.
Even weaker ending.
Oh, you bitch.
No, you go first.
Any more? The next round is a new one called Musical Verse. It's an orchestrated version of With Great Pleasure, just one of the many radio shows recently put to music. Sadly, the musical version of The Moral Maze was pulled after Dr. David Starkey tried to sing the Julie Andrews classic My Favourite Things and failed to get Raindrops on Roses and Warm Woolen Mittens to rhyme with self-opinionated, overbearing bigot. Now, as this round requires accompaniment, listeners will be shocked to learn that regular pianist Colin Sell was double-booked this evening. Aww. However, after an acrimonious row and the threat of legal action, the other show reluctantly conceded defeat and agreed to take him. So, it's with great pleasure we welcome here instead the fine musician Neil Innes. Right, we'll start with you, Paul. Will you please recite the words of Coleridge's Kubla Khan to the tune of Leaning on a Lamppost?
In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, whereof the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers girdled round, and here with gardens bright with sinuous rills, where blossom, vineyard, incense, berry tree, and here a foreign nation as the hills enfold in sunny spots of greenery.
OK, team, you now. Will you please sing Tennyson's The Charge of the Light Brigade to the tune of My Favourite Things?
Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death blow the 600. Forward the light brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death blow the 600. Forward the light brigade, was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. There's not to make reply, there's not to reason why, there's but to do and die. It's the valley of South Death Road. The 600 cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell. Boldly they rode, and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600.
Okay, your turn, Barry. Will you please sing Blake's The Tiger to the tune of The Lambeth Walk?
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame a fearful symmetry? Oi! In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? Oi! And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when the heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the animal, what dread grasp? Dare a safety terror clasp?
Finally, Graham, will you please recite Thomas Gray's affecting Elegy in a Country Churchyard to the tune of How Much Is That Doggy in the Wind?
The curfew tolls the knell of parting day, woof, woof. The lowing herd winds slowly o'er the lea, moo, moo. The ploughman homeward plods his weary way, plod, plod, and leaves the world to darkness and to me, and to me. Now flays the glimmering landscape on the sight, woof, woof, and all the air a solemn stillness holds, hush, hush, save where the beetle wheels his droning flight, buzz, buzz, and drowsy tinklings lull the distant folds, tinkle, tinkle, save that from yon ivy mantle hour, woof, woof, the moping owl does to the moon complain, hoot, hoot, of such as wandering near a secret bower, wander, wander, more or less her ancient solitary reign, Terry.
Right, level pegging so far. It's time now for a round called Straight Face, the object of which is to cunningly avoid making the audience laugh. A big thank you to Messrs. Hale and Pace of London WC2 for their help in devising this one. In this round, the team should take it in turns to exchange humour-free words on a subject of my choosing. Players are reminded that the tiniest titter from our theatre audience will result in stiff penalisation. In other words, you'll be disqualified. The last person to be disqualified is the winner. The subject is Wimbledon, so could we please have the first humour-free word on this subject from you, Graham?
Common.
Paul.
Toblemory.
Barry.
Fault.
Poisoner.
Catgut.
Catgut your tongue. Knit.
Knickers.
Balls.
Did you? You hear anything?
Nothing.
Oh. Umpire.
Barley.
Rally.
Racket.
Boring.
Graham, you're disqualified. Okay, Paul.
Rally.
Volley.
Navratilova.
Laugh. Sorry, Tim.
Damn you. It's all right.
Okay, so it's between you. You are Barry.
Yes, yes.
Okay, start off, Barry.
Fault.
Plimsoll.
Dez.
Rez.
Net.
Cord.
Let.
Baseline.
Love.
30.
There's a lot there. You're out, Pot. So it's you, Barry.
Thank you.
According to these... Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. According to these stupid rules, I've got to go on with you until you're disqualified. Keep going.
Love. 15. 30. 40. Tie break.
Yeah, Barry, you've got to laugh there, so you're the winner. Okay, it's time out for a round called Invitations. As regular listeners will know, I like nothing better than poring over the society pages of magazines like Harper's or Vogue. In fact, just before the show, I spent an enjoyable half hour with my nose stuck in this week's lady. No matter what the occasion, each requires a special invitation card, so I'd like the teams please to suggest suitable wording for the invitation cards of certain well-known individuals or organisations. Tim, will you start us off, please?
The Italian police invite all England supporters to their annual Christmas bash.
William Hague invites you to a fire and wine tasting. Drinks at five.
I've got one here from the Legalised Cannabis Campaign's annual dinner dance. Please arrive promptly at... Oh, hang on, the edge of the card's been torn off.
The Guild of Greengrocers annual ball. Dinner at 7:30, cabbages at 12 o'clock.
You are invited to the dyslexic ball. Please RPVSSAPS.
The Teletubbies ball. Drinky Winkies, 7. La La Last Orders, 11. Peter Pose adjacent. Speaker Dipsy.
The Cannibal Society invites you to a finger buffet at 8.
It's funny they don't hold a ball.
Yeah. if you're late, they keep an eye out open for
you. You are invited to the Today programme ball, RSVP. Are you coming? It's a fairly simple question.
Uh,
Oh, this is a good cause, the hemorrhoid sufferer's dinner. Well, actually, it's a stand-up buffet. Toast is absent enemas.
England test team ball starts at 11, all out by 12.
Time for an old favourite now called Cheddar Gorge, which is one of the many parlour games to be inspired by dairy produce. Examples include musical churns, pasteurise the parcel, and the increasingly popular blind man's buffalo mozzarella. Teams, in this round I'd like you to take it in turns to utter a series of random words in order to make up a letter of apology to a hostess. The object here is not to complete the sentence, and to complicate things further, I'll give you each a word which you must include in your letter. These are Barry, nibbles, Paul, spillage, Graham, cockadeaky, and Tim, halitosis. If I decide a sentence has been completed, I'll give my horn a squeeze, and you'll hear a sound like this. Okay, start us off, please, Barry.
Dear
Mrs.
Smith,
I
want
to
apologise
for
the
spillage
of
some
nibbles,
which
regrettably
I
spilled
over
cockaleeky.
Full stop.
Comma.
And
I
would
like
to
say
further
that
my
trousers
are
covered
with
thick
green
cockaleeky.
Paul, it's you to continue.
That's me, I think.
Is it?
Halitosis.
Is
a
terrible
thing
to
endure.
And
I
must
say
you
are
a
absolute
trooper.
Okay, now, the next round is all about the world of outdoor games and leisure pursuits, so I was pleased to hear our teams have been feeling sporty today. A big thank you to the Spice Girls for giving her the day off to be with us. The round is called Sporting Bloopers, and in it I'll be playing in some audio clips from my personal collection. Samantha and I have been down in the Littleton Sporting Archive, blowing the dust off my extensive footage, and we've... We've selected some golden sporting moments for the teams to identify. The first one's for you, Paul, and here it is.
£5,000 for this lot. £5,000. £6,000. £7,000. £8,000. £9,000. Against you, sir. It's at £9,000, then all done.
That's the strawberry tent at Wimbledon Fortnight.
And here's one for you, Tim.
This is a lion. It's a British lion's tiger. Oh, that's Tiger Woods, boom, shooting a birdie, two sneezes, and making a double bogey.
One for you, Graham.
Thank you.
Oh, right, you are. I recognise it now, yeah. That was the, I think it was the start of the first and actually the last Dover to Calais fun run.
Okay, here's yours, Barry.
Oh, yes, that's David Broome jumping against the clock.
Yeah, Paul.
Well, it's the sniffing at the beginning that gives it away. Is it the disgraced athlete Ben Johnson coming out of retirement to reclaim the land speed record?
Finally, Tim.
对我来说,今天是很特别的一天.
This is a special day for me.
我终于实现了今生的愿望.
The achievement of a lifelong ambition.
非常感谢你们的盛情款待.
You have all made me feel so very welcome.
This is the first British women's tennis champion for 20 years.
Okay, well, the next round's called Just a Minim and is inspired, as you might guess, by a popular contest that lasts for just a minute. Anyone who ever witnessed a Frank Bruno fight will be familiar with the concept. In this round, I'd like the teams to take it in turns to sing a well-known song without repetition, hesitation, or deviation. As it's a musical round, piano accompaniment will be provided by Neil Innes. Neil was founder member of the legendary Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and worked with the Monty Python team before going on to form the Ruttles. But these comprise but a small sample of the successes that put Neil where he is today. Standing in for Colin Sell. Okay, teams, your song to sing without hesitation, repetition, or deviation is I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. Barry, will you start, please?
Know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she engorged an insect.
Challenge from Tim.
Repetition of no.
The what?
Repetition of no. It's a bit early and brutal, I thought that.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Thank you. I'm sorry, this is not just a game. Oh, no, it is.
Barry, will you start again, please?
Start it all over again. Da capo.
Oui. Oui.
Gracias. I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't apprehend why she engorged an insect.
Apprehend?
I guess she'll die. I'm an acquainted with a senior citizen.
Challenge from Tim.
I don't apprehend.
Comprehend is what I meant.
Would have been better. I would say anybody who apprehends a fly is deviation.
What would you like to do?
Oh, I'd like to go over the pub.
Tim, you carry on. Tim, carry on.
Where do I go from, Hump?
Some smug point you left here.
I guess she'll die. I don't understand why she downed a zip. I'm sorry, I've got the wrong words. Can I start again? Yes.
Challenge from... Downed a zip.
That was swallowed a fly.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Do keep up. I know an old lady who swallowed a fly.
I thought we'd move past fly to bird. I mean, she doesn't keep swallowing the same fly, does she?
I think
would you like me to go from
hump?
I know an old lady who swallowed a spider?
It's where you ought to be, yeah. Mm.
Do what you like.
I have the acquaintance of an elderly person who downed a bird. Now how absurd.
Challenge from Graham.
deviation. What happened to the spider?
Yes. I don't know.
Song doesn't work otherwise.
All right, so I'll stop. Do you want to start again?
I accept that.
I have the equation.
Hey, I've accepted his challenge.
I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She engulfed the arachnid to catch the insect, but I don't know why she gobbled the two-winged, four-winged little creature with six legs. I guess she'll die.
On my prompt card, it said, if there's time, you might like to try another. Well, there isn't. It's nearly time to close the show, in fact, but not before we squeeze in a round of hairdresser's songbook. So, teams, while Samantha nips out to get her new bob to the length she likes, I'd like you, please, to suggest some songs likely to delight an audience of barbers and hairdressers. And, Paul, will you start, please?
Barbers and hairdressers. The old, the great old Phil Collins classic song, I Can Feel It Combing in the Hair Tonight.
Wash and go, wash and go, wash and go.
Ba, 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 Barbara Ann. By the Bleach Boys.
Dandruff keeps falling off my head.
Shave your missus for me.
Oh, dear.
I dyed it my way.
And on top of the crops, it's Moose Springsteen with Sean in the USA.
Oh, yes, I'm the great split ender.
An old favourite from L'Oreal and Hardy. The Blue Rinse Mountains of Virginia.
Ah. Reminds me, Graham, another great favourite of Barber's is Kiss Curl by the artist formerly known as Rinse.
Their song's been covered by Cliff Richard.
Condition yourself.
Tinted Love by Soft Gel.
And so...
Grease.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as old Father Time is finally traced to an address in Lowestoft by the town... by the Child Support Agency Worker of Destiny. I notice it's the end of the show. We'll be back again at the same time next week. Meanwhile, from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the fine folk of Wimbledon, goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Paul Merton were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Neil Innes setting some of them to music. Programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.